League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Erline here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Hail, hail, Michigan. They are the champions of college football 2023.
If I'm ranking people I dislike, I know Lance more, so I dislike him more.
If I ever get fired, I'm suing. Gal, take it.
I dislike Lance as a person.
Right. No, you don't. They should hunt down and kill all kangaroos in Australia.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back. That same old place that you laughed about.
I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Well, dreams have all changed since you hung around. But those dreams have remained and they've turned around.
We hear it. That's, I don't know if you heard, but every hour they redo the open.
I'm tired of it anyway.
Anyway. Well, it gets old by the time we hear it for the third time, but people are probably hearing this for the first time. You may be hearing this for the first time. Did your kid play high school football here? Is he just finished up his senior season and doesn't have any money for college? Well, the football showcase has been going on for a while here now. February 10th, the day before the Super Bowl, they're going to be out at the Texans facility. There are 30 colleges there. You know, there's millions and millions of dollars. And millions of dollars have been given away to kids in this area. We're one of the only cities, L.A. is doing it, but we started it, actually. And the Texans are involved, and the Texans love this thing. There's 30 coaches from smaller schools around the country, and they give away money, a lot of money, to kids to go play at their schools.
What's it called?
The Senior Football Showcase.
I should get involved with that with Tyler Oberle because he's the one that's – his growth projection is why Texas took on Byron Murphy. They weren't going to recruit Byron Murphy until his growth projection showed that he'd be 305 pounds.
Yeah.
And he went from 270-something to 308. He can take measurements and project growth of some of these guys. That might actually be of some value.
Well, you know about this. I've been talking about this for years. 15 years, 75% of the kids who attend receive an offer.
Yeah, whoever's doing this, put them in contact with me.
Yeah. It's Chris Vaughn.
You know, is it Chris? Yeah, okay. Chris Vaughn. Thought it might be.
Yeah. Anyway, you go to HoustonTexans.com/fans/senior-showcase. Just look up, go to HoustonTexans.com. I mean, that's so awful. Just go and find the senior showcase in the Houston Texans website and sign up. You got to sign up before you go. Like Katy and Fort Bend, you all haven't even responded to this thing. You need to get involved in this thing. And it's all over. If you played high school football and you don't have any money to go to school, you're not sure where you're going to go, these smaller schools are throwing money at kids, throwing money to come and play football there. So let's go do that. Why am I doing a show with the Sith Lord? Okay, I mean, what is the deal with him with the hoodie? Okay, I mean, does he think he's a hoodie guy?
I don't know what he's doing. Then again, I don't really understand much of what he does.
You are talking about me right here. Yeah, I'm right here.
Yeah, but he's asking a question. I don't co-sign anything Lance does, so I can't really explain this either.
Don't you have to be young and cool and hip to be a hoodie guy?
Or at least be cold.
No, and I am cold.
No, you're not.
Are you doing the again? Is that?
I am preparing for the Browns game.
It's inside in Houston.
I'm preparing for the Browns game.
Are you? Well, then you, mentally, well, you don't have brown and orange on, because I'm going to tell you what, that's going to be most of the crowd.
I'm getting focused. I think you are. Are there more Texans fans in Houston or more Browns fans who live in Houston?
Probably more Browns fans.
That live in Houston?
No, that will be here at the stadium in
Wrong.
Houston.
It's going to be Texan-centric. You'll have to eat your words.
Okay, well, this has got to stop, though. I've gone to two games where the visiting fans outnumbered the Texans fans. The Broncos and the Steelers both outnumbered. And when Kansas City was here, that was ridiculous as well last year.
I have a friend who's a season ticket holder at a different place. Here's what he told me. It's so expensive to live right now in general that if you can get – and these ticket prices have gone bonkers at a lot of different sporting events – that if you believe that you can help pay off whatever expenses that you had for your tickets and pay them back, you take that opportunity. There's only going to be one playoff game for the Texans, and some people look at it as, hey, I need this money.
So you're saying that a Biden economy is causing the Texans stadium to be mostly Browns fans?
I'm saying that this has been going on for a long time where these tickets, where ticket prices on secondary market is really expensive. And if you think you might be able to cash in, and there's some people who look to cash in because it helps them pay for their season tickets. Mm. That's what they do. I mean, you know, I'd like for it to just be people who live in this city who buy those tickets and go to those games, but it doesn't always work like that.
Well, I don't want to see is more Browns fans at this game
now,
on
Saturday.
Now, I think
we sell our tickets as a city potentially more than some of the other hardcore cities do. Yes. Like, I don't think Eagles
fans... Well, I don't know. You go. It depends on the visiting team. It doesn't matter where the visiting team goes. If it goes to Dallas, if it goes to L.A., you know, when you play the Chargers, and when the Steelers play the Chargers in L.A., or the Browns play the Chargers in L.A., it is mostly Browns and Steelers fans.
No, it shouldn't happen here.
It shouldn't happen.
But by the way, you're not exaggerating. It is about 80%.
Yes. I'm not
Steelers,
exaggerating. This is not.
Steelers, Eagles, Patriots, 49ers. They absolutely take over that stadium.
Mm-hmm. Listen, we can't have that on Saturday. We just can't. 3:30, we need to be filling that stadium. I do not want. Don't do it. We're going. Are you going to go? Are you going to the game?
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to. All right. 713-780. Last night was pretty cool. It was pretty cool, guys. I didn't have a dog in the fight, so we left early, but. It was a great, great atmosphere.
Isn't it a great? It's
that college football. I mean, pro football is great. It's a different deal. It's a totally different deal. College football fans are just so they're so passionate. It's a different kind of passion. Now, NFL fan is, especially up in the Northeast, is angrier. College football fan is more passionate, is more.
Well, I would say Cowboy fans are pretty passionate.
Except, I've seen a lot of games at Cowboy Stadium. When the Bears went there, there were a ton of Bears fans. Ton of Bear fans.
I think a lot of this is you're just willing to make money off of other fans.
Yeah, well, but you don't have that passion. Yourself. Last night, you know what those people spent to come all the way from Michigan, the hotels. It was a national championship game.
Washington was expensive, too.
Yes, very
expensive. Now, they get to buy it a lot. Well, some get to buy it from the university for their
face value. But even still, the tickets are... For you know the face value on those tickets? Huh. It's expensive. Yeah. It's expensive. Down lower bowl, and I think in good seats, it's like $1,500.
Is it really?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. So... It's an expensive ticket. Those people spend a lot of money. Now it is the national championship game, but they just went to the Sugar Bowl and they just went to. Now, they didn't go to the Sugar Bowl. Washington people didn't go to the Sugar Bowl. It was mostly Texas people that went to the Sugar Bowl. But they just went to the Rose Bowl and then they came here.
Yeah, I think a lot of them didn't go to the Sugar Bowl because their thought was, look, we can't because you can't afford to go to both.
Right.
It's too expensive. I mean, the general person. Family, it's just way too expensive. The cost of the flights, the cost of, especially from Washington, it's such a pain in the, ass to get out of there.
Everything's a connection in
either Atlanta or Salt Lake City.
There's got to be a Seattle. I think United added flights. Yeah, but from Seattle to Houston.
They may have, because it used to just be Delta, and you always had to connect through Salt Lake City.
Yeah. No, I think they did. I think they added flights just for that.
It's still going to be
a smart thing.
Long thing.
Yeah. Add flights.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, absolutely. And 913, and airlines ain't that bright. 913 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Okay, we got people on. Wow, we didn't even know. Guys, we are going. Mike, Midwest. Is that Midwest Mexican?
That's what he said.
His name is Midwest Mexican.
That's what he said.
That's what his name is. That's what he said his name is.
Nothing we can do about it. I mean, can I say that on the air, though? Do I have to say Midwest, say that. Midwest
Latino?
That's
his name. No, Mexican.
You can say Mexican. It's not a slur.
It's where you're an American. Is that a slur?
Yeah.
Now, if he puts it in Italian, countries.
Is Italian a slur?
No one thinks that's a slur.
Well, if you're from Mexico, you're Mexican. If you're from Italy, you're Italian.
I've always said that, Lance, but you can't.
You're not even from Italy.
You never know. I mean, if he comes on, he puts on an awful accent, then
oh,
we have
yay.
Well, that there that Marty doesn't like, then we have an issue. But
that's probably
his name.
Worse than you saying that
Midwest Mexican. ¿Qué pasó?
Yeah. You don't have to do that.
We have to say Underdog Fantasy like that.
You have to say Underdog Fantasy like that? No, you don't.
You know,
no commercials do they say Underdog Fantasy.
You want?
No one does that.
You want to stop and then start? Because I got to pull this. So you want to
start now?
Hey guys, want to tell you about Underdog Fantasy? Underdog Fantasy is so college football's done, right? But pro football's in the playoffs, and this is a great time to jump into your. They have daily fantasy, absolutely, still going on with daily fantasy. But the one that gives you a better chance to win and win quickly is the Pick'em Challenge. And the Pick'em Challenge, I've told you about this before, you pick anywhere between 2 and 5 players. One of my favorites to go for is 4, and sometimes I'll do it with an insurance. They got an insurance button where it lowers your payout, but you only have to hit 3 of 4. So that's an example of something that you can be doing as well. But at Underdog Fantasy, you just download the app, use promo code Lance when you make your first deposit. They're going to match your first deposit up to $100 of your first deposit. So put $100 in, you'll end up having $200 in the account after the match. But the great thing is, you know, you are picking statistics that you feel like are a little soft. You feel like, oh, C.J. Stroud's going to go higher than that passing yards. Or you'll say, Joe Flacco's going lower than those passing yards. And you can do that for all these different games, all these different players, and you make real money. It's completely legal in the state of Texas. You have more fun watching the games. You're in the action yourself. And the great part is, as I mentioned, it's completely legal, and it's real money. You must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog operates. Terms and conditions apply. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or go to ncpgambling.org.
ESPN 97.5 on YouTube. Dog Show.
Dog Show!
I am joined by my delicious friend, Mr. Rocky Balboa.
And I'm, of course, joined by Mr. Bojangles.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zerline.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I got to know what this Midwest Mexican thing's all about here, okay? So Midwest Mexican is with us here on ESPN.
It could be someone who is Mexican who lives in the Midwest.
Well,
I think that's what it is.
Okay, that's why his name's Midwest Mexican.
Well, let's find out.
But I want to know, what's he doing in Houston talking about the Houston Texans?
There used to be a rapper named South Park Mexican.
What's up, Midwest Mexican?
Lance, you're completely right, man. My people are from Mexico, but I was born in Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's what I figured it was.
You got crappy phones there?
John's not really Italian, but he's from Illinois. He's from Chicago.
Well, at least I got a phone that works, Midwest Mexican.
All right, well, there it is.
Your phone blows.
Hold on, I can't hear him.
I can't hear him anyway.
Oh. Try it again.
Well, I got a question for Lance. I need an unbiased expert opinion about my Packers against Dallas on Sunday.
Packers and Dallas.
It's going to be terrible for you.
I think so, too.
It's a really bad matchup.
Yes. I think you're 7.5-point underdogs, and there's a reason. Because
Joel,
that's not enough.
So Joel Blank is a big Packers fan. Yeah. Grew up there.
Although Jordan Love has played really well.
Well, he's not a Jordan Love guy, though.
Okay.
Joel's not, and I guess Joel has battles with Packers fans or reads Packer message boards or maybe is on Twitter, is Packer Twitter. I don't know. But I guess there's battles between is Jordan Love the guy and is Jordan Love not the guy. And unfortunately for the Packers right now, they're in a little bit of a purgatory because you got his contract coming up and you're going to have to start making decisions and how much you're going to pay when you're not sure yet. You know, you beat the Dallas Cowboys, you feel pretty good about it. You get smoked by the Cowboys, are you already looking for a new quarterback?
No. Jordan Love has shown that he can play in the NFL.
Jordan Love has shown enough.
Yeah.
The question is,
No.
What do you want to pay him?
Yeah, you made the playoffs. You're not looking for another
quarterback. Okay, so he's 20.
And he's a big reason you made the playoffs, the way he's played over the last month or so.
What are you paying? You're going to franchise him for a year? Or are you going to pay him? You can franchise him if you want. You're going to pay him $24 million a year for 3 years? 25? Will he take
that?
Yeah,
I think so.
Will he take it?
Yeah. Yes.
I would if I were him.
Yes, I think he would take it. Even he would take it. And his agent would say, yeah, okay, we'll take that. Because he hasn't proven that he can win. Now, he goes in and wins? That's another story now.
He'll have another year to prove this. He's under contract next year for 5.5, so he probably won't take it. They signed him to an extension last offseason because they wanted to see what he was. So he will have another year to prove it. So he's not taking any 3-year, $24 million per year deal.
So since Thanksgiving, when that Thanksgiving Day game, he threw for 268 against the Lions, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. The next week against Kansas City, 267, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. The Giants, they lost that game 24-22. He threw for 218 with 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Lost the next week, Tampa, 284, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. Won the last 3 games, threw for 219, 256, and 316, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. He has played well in the last 2 months of this season. This is now an 8-game run where the kid has played really, really good football. Aaron, there's no question he's going to be their guy going forward.
Yeah, so if we look at the totality of what they gave him.
There's no question he's their guy going
forward. Moving forward means he's getting this next contract.
Well, next year.
Well, when you say moving forward, I don't care about 1 year. I mean, like, in the next 4 years, you're still that guy.
Well, and not only that, but, you know, his receivers are good. And they're growing with him.
Yeah, they're young just like he is.
Yes, they're growing with him.
So he signed a 1-year contract extension in May for $22.5 million, including $13.5 million guaranteed.
Talking about poverty quarterbacks?
Poverty
teams. We're a division champ.
He's making his first start just like CJ Stroud is
in
the playoffs.
We're a division champ with an MVP candidate.
He's not. Well, yes, he was an MVP candidate for about a week and a half.
So what? It was out there. People were talking about it.
So, people did. No one ever said Jordan Love MVP.
That's true, but maybe they should back half the season MVP for Jordan Love.
Well, sorry, did they win 10 games in the division? No. They're one of the poorest teams in the country.
Okay, with all that history, sure. He's got another year, and then they'll make a decision. Stop putting your hood on. It doesn't mean anything. In fact, it's bad for radio because every time you have to talk, you have to drop the hood.
Yeah, and it's just awful.
Just dumb.
It's cold in here, though, I will say
why
that.
Why is it so cold in there?
I don't know.
It's not cold in here.
Let's get Mike in here. Mike's been waiting. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing? I love the show. Always listening when I can.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, Mike.
I had a question. Who do y'all think the wide receiver needs to be besides Nico Collins this Saturday?
So who does the Texans have? So I'm looking at who wrote it, Mike, Dan Graziano. There's 14 myths about teams. Why you're wrong about all 14 teams. After D'Amico's game the other day, is there anyone saying the Texans are fine at wide receiver? After Nico, not D'Amico's. After Nico's.
Well, you mean at wide receiver one?
No. Are the Texans okay? They have enough at receiver to cope with the loss of Tank Dell.
In this offense, historically, we saw with Kevin Walter, you can be okay with an average guy at number two. You need a good number one. But now the game has changed where the slot – so now you've got – I think you actually could be okay. Well, you could be okay meaning, yes, you need to draft. You still need a draft. Look, if you want to go for a championship, you bring T. Higgins in. You want to go for a title quick? You want to be in the mix? Joe Burrow in his second year was playing in a Super Bowl. Joe Burrow played in a Super Bowl his second year, and that was a horse bleep team.
Yeah.
For a long
still
time.
Still a horse bleep offensive line.
Yeah, and still is.
Yeah.
Texans are in better shape than those Bengals were, you could argue.
Yeah.
Will Anderson, they brought in Trey Hendrickson, which helped. I think Trey was there for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but we got Will Anderson. Yeah,
we got Will Anderson that we brought in. You bring in T. Higgins, and now you're Tank, T, and Nico Collins. You can do some business right there.
Here's what Graziano says. Regardless of all of that, the Texans' passing game does appear to miss Tank Dell. Yes, there have been other wide receiver injuries, and yes, the Texans used backup quarterbacks in two of their final six games. But in weeks 13 through 18, Houston had just 15 receptions of 20 or more yards, a figure that tied for 20th most in the league. Consider that from weeks 1 through 12, it had a league-leading 54 such plays, including 7 for touchdowns. Furthermore, the Texans only one touchdown catch of 20 or more yards in weeks 13 through 18. Do they miss Tank Dell? That's not even an argument. Over the first 12 weeks of the season, Houston was fourth in the league in passing yards, third in yards per attempt, second in air yards per attempt, and tied for seventh in passing touchdowns. 13 through 18, those same categories, they ranked 22nd, 26th, 13th, and 16th. Yes, they need another receiver. They need Tank back, and they need another receiver. Yes. The answer is yes, Mike. They need more than they have.
Yeah, but I think that's – you can draft that, but I do think that because you're on a rookie quarterback, you're on a rookie deal right now, and you have some money, the problem you run into is that before you know it, you're going to have to pay quarterback after 3 years. They're going to be – look, whether you like it or not, David Mulgeta is still the agent.
Yeah.
And so after 3 years, he's going to be looking for $50 million a year.
Is CJ going to –
No, I don't think CJ opts out. I hope not. But he's going to be looking for $50 to $60 million a year by the time his deal is up. $50 will be a standard. He'll be shooting for probably $60 million a year. You got to pay Nico Collins quickly. If you add a guy like T. Higgins, now you got two expensive wide receivers. But I also think that by the time you're done with CJ Stroud's contract and you have to pay him, you could be done with Nico Collins' second contract and let him walk. You could be done with T. Higgins' second contract. So I don't mind the idea of bringing in a free agent wide receiver that's a proven commodity. I mean, there are people right now talking about trading for Justin Jefferson. So a lot of people in the NFL think that Justin Jefferson's going to be traded for Minnesota.
Really?
And he's going to be a big guy to watch because it could turn out, he could be the next big wide receiver to leave and change teams. That's the guy to keep your eye on this offseason.
Why would you do that?
If you're Minnesota, unless he's a pain. Well, the Titans did it, and the Titans weren't really – I mean, Titans were good.
The Vikings are good.
I know. You're going to be way worse if you get rid of Justin Jefferson. Yeah. I think all wide receivers are a pain to deal with, probably behind the scenes. But they're so good. Like the really good grade A receivers like Tyreek, like A.J. Brown, like Justin Jefferson. And Justin is as good as any of them.
No, yeah.
And that's why he's so valuable to a team. But if you're Minnesota and you're kind of in a bad spot, man, it may be hard not to take those first round picks,
Yep. All right, 929 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Let's get Spencer in here when we come back about the title game, Michigan versus I think the city of Houston had a good week. I know the weather wasn't great, but I think I saw a ton of people over the weekend here. I was working up here at the station. Ton of people in the Galleria.
Yeah, mostly
Michigan fans. I told Burger Chan, I texted Diane, one of the owners, like, God, you guys should have been open yesterday. Like, Tom and Tom's is packed. She goes, we're good. We've been getting slammed. We need a day off.
Oh, really?
Okay.
All right.
Sorry, I was just trying to make you money. I'm sorry.
Okay, tell that woman when she should open her business. Maybe you need to stay.
They've got lines at 2:30. Yeah, I think they're doing pretty well.
You know what business owners love?
Yeah.
When people tell them what they should do.
Here's what you should do.
Draft people like people telling us what our mock drafts should look like.
Aioli, man, that's what you need. Okay, get Stop already telling me how to run my business. Okay. Time for you. Listen, and that's a problem. HRMP ain't telling you how to run your business. HRMP is telling you how they can save you money with your business. It's what HRMP does. HRMP saves you a bunch of money with your payroll, saves you a bunch of money with your HR, saves you a bunch of money on your taxes. You know the Affordable Care Act? You're an expert in the Affordable Care Act. Never mind. No, you're not. No, you're not. You sell your widgets, okay? Whatever your widgets are, yourself, whatever. If you manufacture something, a service, whatever your business is, you have 15, 20, 30, 10,000 employees, whatever. You have branches in other states and other countries. Doesn't matter. HRMP can get this job done for you. Let them come and evaluate your business and tell you how they can save you money every month, every year. And it all goes to your bottom line. We did it with them. We love them. You will love them too. Find out for yourself. Go to HRP.net, 281-880-6525, or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Here, your family.
I don't have friends. I got family.
Back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios and your daily distraction from the horrific reality of your very existence. Man, I didn't know it was that bad. But hey, it's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here. 935 ESPN 975 and 925. If you want to get in here, hurry up. 713-780-3776 is the number. If you want to get in here, 713-780-3776. Let's get Spencer in here. He wants to talk about this title game last night. What do you say, Spencer?
So I was in Vegas this past weekend, and the airport was absolutely swamped, and our flight home was filled to the rim, and they had like 100 people on standby, and it was filled with Michigan and Washington fans. And I talked to a bunch of them, and they were just basic. They were happy to be coming, but they were also not happy about how hard it was to get from Michigan and Washington down to Houston. So, yeah, well, you're talking about the cost of it, all that kind of stuff. I mean, everybody was connecting through Vegas. I mean, it was unbelievable. And then the airport in Houston was absolutely crushed. And we got in by 5 o'clock Sunday, and it was absolutely swamped. So, anyway, just want to throw that out there. See how we're talking about it. But, you know, one thing that I do find comical, y'all mentioned this a few minutes ago, is and I don't care anymore about people whining about the Astros, but it is just fascinating to me, and I don't know if it's a self-righteousness of MLB media or if Michigan is a blue-blood team so the national media doesn't care, but the complete lack of pearl-clutching and outrage with Michigan winning the national championship this year when, I mean, tell me if I'm wrong, I think they got caught cheating this season. I mean, this season.
Yeah.
And they still won the national championship, and everybody's like, yeah, go Big Blue. And it's just, I don't know. It's fascinating, but whatever. So, 79 days, opening day. Hopefully Stroud wins on Saturday or Sunday, whenever the game is. I don't have CBS, and let's go get them.
Yep, that was this season. It's crazy that nobody, I mean, Jim Harbaugh is being lauded as one of the great coaches and all the fanfare that he's getting and all the love. He's kind of a weird dude. He's a weird dude, kind of. And maybe that's part of it. He's so quirky. And you know,
you let him just get away with it, or what?
Yeah.
He
was suspended twice this year.
To me, what they did is it went for more than a year. Like for them, there is really no. You can't say bad. Astros, no big deal. Michigan, it's impossible. But the Astros, I mean, it's gone. They've already won another World Series. It's never going to change. You're always going to hear negative stuff. Whatever. It doesn't really matter. It is. But just as Astros fans, we can, and college football fans, we can take a look at this and recognize that it's very selective. It's highly selective in terms of, you know, does this tarnish? Is this tarnished? This tarnishes. We're just not really going to hear it that much with Michigan. And it's, I think it does. It is because they found it during the year and the Astros were retroactive, but it's over. There's nothing you can do about it. You don't want to. You don't want to have something stick by your name. Then don't cheat. You know.
Hey, listen. It's fine. Pays to cheat.
They've already won. They've already won it. But they've won another title. So what do we care?
It pays to cheat.
Yes.
It pays to cheat.
Certainly to get an advantage. Yeah.
Well, coaches have cheated for years and years and years to get better football players, to have better records, to get more money from the universities to
hang on to their jobs.
And to hang on to their jobs. Not only that, but to win and get paid big. They cheat. It pays to cheat. Okay? It's not the right thing to do. It's not the Christian thing. It's all non-Christians, okay, that are cheating, I think.
So is cheating stealing from someone else?
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Are you okay with it?
No, I'm not okay with it.
With stealing?
But it pays. I didn't say I'm okay with it.
Okay, I was just making sure. I wanted to check your moral compass on that.
No. I'm sure Dell's okay with it, but I'm not. I'm just...
Why are you sure I'm okay with it?
Just because of moral compass. He brought up moral compass.
You think you have a...
Who's got to bear a moral compass, you or John?
Well, you would have to decide. You can't ask us.
Okay, let's have a contest here. No one's on the line, so we can have a contest. John, why do you think you have a better moral compass than Dell?
Just because everything.
That's not reasons.
That's reasons.
Okay, so far it's not convincing. Dell?
Just because of...
Are you a good person? Dell, do you... No, you're not a good person, but...
Well, wife, he doesn't have kids.
Well, that doesn't mean you have a good moral compass.
That doesn't mean sin. That doesn't mean you're a good person because you have a wife and kids.
Yeah. Do you live in sin?
Lives in sin.
I don't live in sin.
Filth and Florin, too.
I wouldn't say that.
Okay, do you help people? Do you actively help people?
Do you think it's a great moral compass to consistently use words to demean your fellow man like he does? Because, like, I haven't even said anything.
What's my name in your phone?
Trash Ash Lance.
Okay, but I mean, bad person.
That's a strike.
Moral compass.
You can't really get judgment. You're throwing stones at glass houses.
He has decided that he's going to go on the offensive and destroy me, and I haven't said a word about him yet.
Do you help people?
Sure, I do.
No,
I give to charity all the time.
Not
what?
What?
Not dancers.
I don't go to strip clubs. I don't like strip clubs.
Okay,
I give to charity all the time.
Do you go do charity?
Dental hygienist. That's what you do.
John, do you go do charitable acts?
I do.
Or do you just give me an example?
Like every day.
He plays golf in charity events. Charity golf events.
Why would you give him that out?
It's not real. That's what I'm saying.
No.
He goes and plays golf.
Yeah.
Playing golf in a charity tournament that you don't pay for is not what I'm talking about.
It really is, kind of.
But that's not what I'm talking about.
Okay. And even if it's sometimes when it's cart path only, I'll do it.
That's not charitable.
That's the show. No.
So far, neither one of you have made any kind of compelling argument.
We're talking about moral compass.
Okay.
And he's a man who...
Do you know right from wrong? Okay. Do you act on right from wrong?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Do you, Del?
Have you ever participated in a legal gambling event?
Illegal gambling event? That's not moral compass.
It is moral compass. Of course it is. You're breaking the law. You're knowingly breaking the law.
That's the law of man, not the law of God. Okay. Okay.
Doesn't God say?
Moral compass also include maybe? Well, okay. Treating people.
Since we're going to the Bible stuff, the Bible says
when you break man's law, though, Dell. Like if you run a stoplight,
I'm going to give you an example. The Bible says you obey the laws of the land unless they conflict directly with what God says. There's no law that says you should gamble, you should play poker in illegal poker games in the Bible.
Yeah. There really,
no, there
oh,
isn't.
How about stealing television like you do?
I don't steal television.
Oh, you don't?
Oh.
Oh, yeah, you do. Oh. Okay.
I don't.
Do you
prove
pay
it.
For all the television
can,
that you
can
watch?
Can you prove it?
No.
Can you prove
steal it?
It?
No, but you haven't either.
No, what? I do too. I pay a lot for my TV.
I know you do, but didn't you get somebody's Netflix?
No, I got my own. Got my own, yeah.
Eventually.
No, but I thought this is wrong.
He made a good point on you. I made a better point. You've got people trying to,
stealing
actors
movies.
Like Eric Layton trying to feed their family.
No one cares about Eric Layton. In fact, that interview went so poorly, people said, hey, don't ever do that again. Tell us about the rich guy who's struggling. I'm just saying.
He's not rich.
Twitter believes he is, and that went poorly as far as the reviews of that.
The reviews were good.
They were terrible. They were poor.
Highly rated. Very
good.
You
know, we want to hear about some actor in L.A. struggling. No one wanted to hear that.
John did make a good point, though. You do.
I made a better
television.
Point.
You steal television.
He participates in gambling.
That's not. I don't feel like that's a great point.
Of course it is. It's breaking the laws of the land, isn't it?
No, it's not. It actually,
who gets hurt?
Now look at. But here's the thing.
You're hurting
I'm
actors.
An innovator.
I'm not hurting
I'm
anyone.
An innovator. How many years ago where there was no gambling going, now there's more and more gambling going on?
You
I'm
think
an innovator.
You innovated
you
that?
I'm
innovating. Yeah, because we're changing the laws of man because
you're
it,
not
they
innovating
need to be
anything,
changed.
Though.
Just like the weed laws. When I was younger.
None of this is changing in this state.
How often have you tried to corrupt someone by asking them to take a drink when they didn't want to?
Ooh, is that a good moral compass?
That's a great moral compass.
Trying to force drugs?
And alcohol
is a drug.
Yeah. It is a drug.
Alcohol is a drug.
No,
you never had a health class. Alcohol is a drug.
There's one
you
in the
use
Bible,
drugs.
Bible. There's no such mention of drugs.
It's a drug. It's mind altering. A chemical that is mind altering.
And
it's
when
a drug.
Someone tells you they don't
you
want to do
to
it,
you are trying to force drugs on Del
I'm
or
not,
Hill.
I'm not the only one who's tried that with or Hill. He does that consistently.
Yeah.
When people
is
tell
that
they don't
a good moral compass?
No, of course not.
Yeah.
Somebody who is trying to keep themselves pure like Dell is until marriage before he drinks?
Well, listen,
is that something that's
I'm
good?
Trying to help them because, like Dell, for example, his personality is so awful that he needs
Once again,
a little inspiration.
He's insulting someone. Is that a good moral compass?
Well, no, I'm just
listen
being
to
honest
him.
About it.
Listen
that's good
to
moral
him.
Compass.
Okay,
I'm trying to make you a better person.
All right, so one thing I've kind of noticed with a lot of what's going on here is that maybe there's a difference between moral compass and being an a-hole. Like, you can be an a-hole and still have a good moral compass.
But you think that applies to him?
It might.
No, or being an a-hole and, you know, and doing nothing except stealing TV.
I don't have a bad moral. I'm not an a-hole.
Okay.
Nope.
That's all he does.
I don't go out of my way to make people
He's
feel
not
bad.
Siphoning gas.
Yeah. He does this consistently. All he does.
Oh, really? Because Eric Layden can't eat now.
That's true.
Oh.
He's lost 14 pounds because he hasn't had food in
no
the last
food
7
on the
days.
Table because you steal
that's
his.
Not true. Yeah. I watched The Killing on AMC. I paid for that cable. He was on that show.
No, he doesn't get paid for streaming. That's his whole thing.
That's a problem.
Now they're going to, but they didn't get paid for streaming.
Well, how am I?
And you continue to watch stuff on streaming.
That
and
how am I supposed
to
watch
starve?
Stuff then?
That's a starving actor.
So how am I supposed to watch things then? That's not my fault.
Neither of you really have done anything good.
Oh,
like you can't come up with anything. You can just say he steals TV, and you say he gambles.
No, gambling is not a problem. He illegally gambled.
No,
I haven't. Nobody's really
he broke the law.
Sold their moral compass to me at all. You go to a Bible thing.
I do. Yeah.
I pray.
Mm-hmm.
I keep crossing things out.
I go to
like y'all cancel
Grace
each
Bible
other.
Church. Mm. You?
What? What's
Grace Bible Church?
I don't want to.
He
go
said
to
he prays.
I pray all the time.
You?
Yes.
I do too.
Do you?
I'm reading verses all the time. I enjoy that.
Are
me
you,
and you are,
you,
are probably so much better. Wait a minute. We're being interviewed by the worst person here.
Well, obviously.
Okay.
But he set it up us against each other. Obviously, he's terrible.
See, that's what a person with bad moral
division.
Compass does.
You're trying to divide the team.
Look at the Sith Lord.
He would be a terrible Swift.
Let the heat flow through you.
He's a terrible Sith Lord. Yeah. You think he would be great with the lightsaber? He would cut his own arm off.
I would not be great with a lightsaber. Thank God.
Wouldn't need a boot anymore.
I'm not a gigantic freaking nerd. That's why I wouldn't be good with a lightsaber. I'm not a huge nerd.
You play disc golf. You're a giant nerd.
I'm not a huge nerd.
You play froth. You're a giant nerd.
I barely even played disc golf.
It's not even that.
I play like
frisbee golf. We got a break. We can't talk anymore. We'll be back with News of the Weird. Come your way next. Don't go anywhere.
You don't eat dinner with your family.
ESPN 97.5. Stop being a f***ing baby.
Oh, the signal, it's all staticky.
Time now for News of the Weird with John and Lance.
Weird. John and Lance Weird.
News of the Weird.
News.
Weird.
How long has the Sith Lord been doing radio? Right before we come back, he's getting up and going on his phone out there in the hallway.
I got you guys fighting each other. This is a great day.
All right. News of the Weird. Okay. Did you guys see Vietnam?
And I was not. I was not alive.
Their stance on human rights? Vietnam has pledged they're going to make a human rights reform. They're making an effort, Lance. How about that? Can you turn that off?
There we go. Don't worry about it, Del. Where's China stand on everything?
Vietnam pledges human rights reform by the year 2099. Now that is a commitment.
Yeah.
That is a commitment to greatness. Everybody that's living right now will be dead So we're good. 2099, we got some new human rights coming in. Okay, some good stuff for everybody. Thank you, Vietnam. A Hilton manager. Have you ever stayed at a Hilton?
Yes.
Have you stayed at the Hilton in Nashville, Tennessee? The Hilton Hotel?
No, Marriott.
The manager, the night manager, was arrested on Friday after he entered a sleeping guest's room to suck on the customer's toes. That's according to local police.
Oh, my gosh.
David Neal, 52. Here he is. Does he look like...
Oh, totally looks like a toe suck.
He would say, yeah, he would suck on people's toes.
He looks like Dominatrix gets after him.
Yeah. It seems to me he looks like someone who would suck people's toes.
Yeah. Oh, just imagine. Imagine a face that looks like it's smushed down and he's got glasses and he looks sad.
Yeah. Yeah. And he needs Doc Linville, everything. Everything about him.
Toe sucking on... You use your key card to go suck a toe? You think you're getting away with this? How do you think you get away with this?
How would you like to wake up?
What are you doing?
Are you a feet out of the blankets or under the blankets?
Under.
Guy? Oh my! I'm always out of the
blankets. Well, it does like I force your feet. Down. It feet, hurts your like it, the, it can.
It could be
make your calves.
It
tight.
Could be Why? 20 below, and I have to have my feet Why? Outside because I cannot because it would suffocate me. I would die.
You feel like that?
Yeah, I feel like that.
But wait a minute. But doesn't it throw your balance off that you have the cold here? Because you like your house real cold, too.
Yeah, the head and the feet are cold. And
the head's out, too. Oh, no. I go full blanket over. CPAP, you can do anything. You got your own oxygen, basically.
No, you don't have
Yeah, I'm everything. I'm covered. It's great.
Like right now?
It's
like
great.
With kinda your like, hoodie? Yeah. Okay. A man who accidentally set his house on fire by cooking a steak in his toaster. Okay, first of all, he tried to cook a steak in his toaster.
Is there a picture of him? Can I see what he looks
like? No, but here's what the house looks like. It looks like a guy would cook a steak in the toaster.
Now, I'll just be honest. My kids, they had to stop using microwave at their elementary school because my kids started a fire in the microwave. Mm. Snacks did with putting macaroni and cheese in a packet. Get a container in there. Yeah, and one of the... It was a container that you're not... Yeah, I think it went
metal,
too long.
Had metal.
No, it didn't have metal. It went too long, and some of the macaroni caught on fire. He did like 4 minutes.
And he just walked away.
Takes about 30 seconds. Yeah, and so it was uncooked. It was the uncooked macaroni, you know.
Well, anyway, he burned his house down attempting to cook a steak in the toaster. But he's pissed off at the insurance company because they're not giving him enough money. Do you feel like any money he gets from an insurance company should be enough?
Can't believe he got
They're
money.
Offering $418,000.
I can't believe he got money for that.
Yeah, he got money from the insurance company when he burnt down his own house cooking a steak.
Fat literally dropping on heating elements.
Yes.
I mean, that's grease on a heating element. That's a fire.
Yeah, and an electric heating element. Right. A Florida woman is in some trouble. She was arrested.
I don't cook my brisket in a toaster.
Apparently... There's a special place in hell. A Florida woman punched her father because his oxygen machine was beeping.
You shouldn't punch him, could he have done something to stop it?
Well, she's 49 years old. He's 73.
Yeah.
And she was none too pleased with his oxygen. If you're on an oxygen machine, don't you feel like it's probably going to beep or something? Do you feel like your daughter should be punching you in the face
for
it?
Yeah, but can he put that on vibrate?
I don't. I don't feel like I should get punched. But I also think that if you've got the chance,
silence those notifications.
To stop beeping, you need to stop it.
Can we silence those notifications?
If you're driving around with somebody who doesn't have their seatbelt on and it keeps making noises, you say, can you put your seatbelt on?
Well, but can you turn it off? That's the question.
I mean, not turn it off, but you silent.
Can you put it on vibrate?
Put it on vibrate. That's all I'm asking for.
Well, how about
for?
Just do that instead of punching him in the face?
Well, maybe she had expressed those feelings. He didn't listen. Sometimes a fresh one gets the job done, right?
Well, apparently she got his attention.
Yeah.
Because he had to call the police on her.
He learned his lesson, didn't he?
A Florida woman who attacked her boyfriend with a tree on Christmas Eve was arrested again for New Year's with a vase assault. I kind of feel like, you got to take stuff away. You got to take away different stuff from her on holidays.
How do you attack someone with a tree?
A Christmas. She attacked with the Christmas tree.
Did she pick it up and swing it? Apparently, how big is this tree? Maybe it's one of those mini trees.
Apparently could have been a small one, and she was attacking him with the Christmas tree. But then she found a vase on New Year's Eve to attack him with. I don't feel like holidays are the best time for her.
Well, just, yeah, maybe don't hang around her on the holidays.
Yeah, maybe, and take away all objects from her.
Yeah.
If you get attacked by someone on Christmas, aren't you just done with them? Like, if you're going to swing at me with the tree, I think I'm done with you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If you're going to swing at me with a tree.
What are we doing here?
You should know that that's the end.
Do you think this is something that could be a thing of the future? A sex tourist? Prostitutes help us lonely men, and we lift them from poverty. Mm. Are you a sex tourist if you go to other countries and you pay for prostitutes?
Yeah, you are.
Do you feel like that should be something that's admirable?
Are you spending money?
Do you feel like that's admirable, helping the economy?
I mean,
where's your moral compass, Lance?
Yeah, let's see. He's thinking about it.
No, I'm just, you're saying admirable.
What would Mahdi say about this?
Mahdi wouldn't like it, but I'm just saying from a macroeconomic standpoint.
Right.
I mean, it is tourist dollars.
Yeah. And
in some places, sex work is legal, like in Amsterdam, where I was.
Well, this is
where,
in Thailand, which it is. Yeah. I'm a sex tourist.
I mean, this gets to a moral compass, though.
I feel like
because the laws of Landale. Laws of Landale. Okay.
I feel like sex tourists is a clip away from being sex pest.
Sex what? Pests?
Yes. I feel like you're very, very thin
right
line
there
between sex tourists and sex pest.
Yeah.
Well, if it's legal, Del.
Hey, do what you like.
Moral compass.
Well, do those laws conflict with God's laws, John? That's the question.
That's exactly right. And God's law says no.
So all right,
I'm
then. So
out.
You're
I'm out on sex tourists.
All right.
We're done. Paul Gallant is next. Is he a sex tourist? I don't know. I've never traveled there. But
why would you put that on him?
I don't know.
Man had the Texans winning 10 games this year.
He sure did.
We
got a video that says he's
Paul Gallant, prognosticator, games. Soothsayer.
We're done. He's next. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, man.
ESPN 97.5 on Twitch. We control the spice.
The worm is the spice. The spice is the worm.
Bye, babe.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep their trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.